The 15-year-old from the South will soon be working alongside the world's top physicists. Archie Hayward has been offered a placement at CERN, the High Energy Particle Research Facility in Switzerland. He's the first teenager ever to be given that opportunity. And we've set up a studio at Warblington School in Havant, where Archie is listening with his mum, Stephanie, and science teacher, Susie Wheeler. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Hello, and how exciting is this? So well done, Archie.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, how did you manage to get this great opportunity?
Well, I wrote a letter to the CERN organisation asking about work experience, and I was quite surprised when they wrote back. And even more surprised when they said yes.
So everyone who's listening who would love to do that, do you know what the secret of your success was?
I guess just write a really persuasive letter and then get your science teacher to back it up.
Right, so that's the other point, isn't it? And I know that Susie Wheeler, your science teacher, is alongside. I mean, Susie, how important was it to have a good backup letter from yourself?
To be honest, I think it was all Archie. He took the initiative to go ahead, apply for such an amazing experience, something he probably didn't initially think he was going to get in the first place. And I think that was great on his behalf, and I simply just backed up everything that he wrote in the first place, which was everything was true, really. Yeah. So absolutely exciting for Archie.
Right, Archie, it's no good. You cannot deflect away from your achievement. You see, you tried there, but you're not going to win on that one.
Okay, then.
And I gather, you know, in your letter, so I'm going to tell people and make you blush, but, I mean, you basically questioned the policy that only postgrads got to have a placement, and CERN actually took your points on board, and that was the thing that made the difference. I mean, well done for doing that. You've managed to change hearts and minds. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Quite shocking, really.
Susie, just bringing you back in this morning, this is a first, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're really hoping it's going to pave the way and inspire some more of our students here at Warblington to go and apply for something that's sort of outside their comfort zone, something they haven't done before, and then hopefully other students across the country as well to go and apply for other things that they might not think that they would initially get accepted for.
Right. Now, Archie, I need a little bit of a science lesson here, because for many people, CERN is, isn't it something underground and particles go around very fast in a circle? I mean, just explain what it does.
That was the basic gist of it, yeah. It's a 27-kilometre ring that's underground, and two great big engines, effectively, fire around streams of particles, and they steer them together, and it's like firing two needles across the Atlantic Ocean and getting them to hit. It's that accurate. And they then get them to crash at the point where the Atlas detector is, which is where I'm going to be going for work experience, so that they can measure all the different values and things of the particles as they crash.
And Archie, for cynics who go, you know, this has cost a fortune, is it doing anything? What do you say to them?
Yes, it is doing lots of things. It's researching how the universe came about and what the universe is made of, and they're constantly discovering new things. So it's very useful.
Right, and it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, and for you, I mean, is this something you want to do as a career? Surely it must be.
Yes, it's awesome. I really like it. I think that the engineering side of it is just ridiculously complicated, and I love that. I think it's a brilliant thing that's happening.
Right, and when are you going?
I'm going next May.
Right.
Yeah, May.
And how long are you going for?
2 weeks.
Right, terrific. Let's bring in mum, proud mum I might have, Stephanie Hayward, your mum alongside you. Stephanie, you must be very proud.
I'm afraid Stephanie wasn't able to make it, so Dad Andy has come along instead.
Oh, right, sorry about that.
I can put on a funny voice if you like, Julian.
No, Andy, that's what it is. This is live radio. Andy, great to have you there. Good morning. So you must be very
good morning.
You must be a very proud dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mum, and you know, for the record, mum's very proud as well. We're both very proud parents. And for Archie, as you've alluded to just sort of like, you know, take the bull by the horns here and you know, get the letter out there, and then to field the responses as well has been superb.
Yeah.
You know, we're very proud. Grandad Chris as well is probably more proud, as I think he's been boring his cronies in the pub for several weeks now.
Yes.
I love it. And Andy, we ought to say that Archie recently presented with an award.
Yes, yes. He was nominated by Susie to have a Young Physicist of the Year award at Southampton Uni. and who went down with Mum, Steph and I down to Southampton Uni to be given that award as well, with some other children who had also been nominated by their school. So it's a good track record to have at such an early age.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Archie, we've had quite a sort of science week this week, haven't we, with Tim Peake on board the international...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's been good as well, hasn't it? What do you say to youngsters who might be thinking about going and doing more science, perhaps going on to do science at A-level and so on? What would you say to them?
I think that if they're given the opportunity, they should take it. And if they've got an offer, they should just go for it and see how it goes. Because they can always pull out and say they don't like it. But if they think about it and go, oh, well, I'll put it off maybe next year, they'll end up missing it because it'll always be happening next year.
Well, look, Archie, congratulations. Thank you, Andy, for being there. I thought Mum's voice had gone down a bit there at that point when you started talking. And I also want to thank your teacher there, Susie Wheeler. Thank you, Susie, for being live on BBC Radio 7 this morning as well.
Thank you very much.
And look,
thank you.
Archie, we'll keep in touch and we'll follow your journey next summer because we'd love to hear more from you. Perhaps talk to you when you're live over there.
Yes, brilliant. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. So we'll try and sort that out. Thank you very much indeed to everyone there this morning live in Havant on BBC Radio Solent, and particularly Archie.